Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning feeding consistency on their dairies. As we think about being consistent and what we're doing in our feeding program on our dairy, there's maybe a couple different ways we can look at that. We could look at it as feeding the same ration every day, or we could look at it as feeding the same nutrients each day. There is a significant difference, and one of the reasons I want to address this a little bit is we have some issues with forage supply probably staring us in the face. We've actually started to see the prices of alfalfa hay rise a bit. Demand may be an issue as well, so we may see increased competition for some of the supplies of hay that we normally have available to us. Many producers are feeding diets that contain a lot of corn silage. This has been a good thing for our cows and production in many cases. However, as we look forward, how much corn silage are you actually going to be able to harvest this fall? Is it going to be enough to sustain the amount that you're currently feeding in your diets? If not, we probably need to consider some alternates, things like corn gluten feed or maybe wheat mids or whatever. However, one of the things you have to consider is that there can be some nutrient variation in these byproducts. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to take careful inventory of forages available, as well as looking forward to forage harvest and making some critical decisions about current feeding programs so that we might be able to stretch limited supplies of forages through 2020.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.